Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we want to hear from you right now. The toll-free number in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online so that you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important in your life right now. So we've opened those phone lines, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we asked this question yesterday. We're going to ask it again today. How has the gospel message renewed your mind? That's what it does. So we're asking today for you, our listeners, to call the broadcast and to give one example of how your mind has been renewed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know for me, when I came to Christ at this youth camp the summer between my sixth grade and seventh grade year, I knew the gospel as forgiveness of sins. Christ died so that I could be forgiven. And I went forward with that as the message for 8 or 9 years, and I had very little power. I had zero power to withstand the temptations that came my way. I struggled. I was frustrated. Every time I sinned, I confessed. I asked God for forgiveness. I asked Jesus to come back in my life. That was the cycle that I was in for so many years. And finally, I got to a point of desperation. I went into a Bible study. The guy teaching was a gentleman named Dan DeHaan, and he was working through the book of Colossians, and he got to chapter 2, and he explained that salvation is not only forgiveness, but it's life. It's being made alive together with Christ. The most famous passage in the Word of God, other than John 3:16, is Ephesians 2:8-9. Most every believer knows that passage. It is by grace that we have been saved through faith. We quote that. We rest in that. We take our stand upon that passage. But the context of it is about life. When we were dead in sins, God, who is rich in mercy, because of his love for us, made us alive together with Christ. And he says, it is by grace that we have been saved. So what is the grace of God? It is God's act in Jesus to make us alive together with Christ himself. That's what salvation is all about. Our problem was not that we were merely sinners in need of forgiveness, but we were spiritually dead. We were separated from the life of God. We needed life. And that's how the gospel started to renew my mind. It broadened what my thinking was about the gospel itself. It took it from just forgiveness and showed me that it was so much more, that there was this life in Christ. So we want to know how the gospel has renewed your mind, and we would love to hear from you right now.
844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open, and as Bob said, we want to hear from you. Let us hear how the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has helped to renew your mind, your heart, your spirit. Just give us a call, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, guys, a question that was posed to us through email. The writer, Maria, says, I have learned as a Christian that God does indeed care, and he provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and that by his stripes we were healed. But I've heard you say on your broadcast that it is not a promise to receive those things from God. Listening to your program, I have learned that the things of the Spirit are what are promised to us through the finished work of Christ Jesus, and that we should be focusing on the spiritual side of things, not the things of the flesh. I kind of get it, but I'm still a little unsettled, she says. The propensity and healing subject is a very delicate subject in the Christian community. Can you please let me know resources that can help me explain to my friends without offending them?
It's It's a really good question. And
it is.
When Jesus or when Isaiah talked about by my stripes you will be healed, and then Peter has talked about that in his first letter, what was he really talking about? We look at that as physical healing. You know, if I'm sick, then I can just trust Christ. I can say a prayer. I can get others to pray for me. And I can expect to be physically healed, but that doesn't always happen. And sometimes, you know, for many people, very seldom happens. So what is the healing that he's talking about? Obviously, the word isn't lying. We do receive a healing. What kind of healing?
It's that spiritual death that we've suffered from. Sin caused death. Jesus couldn't deal with death until he dealt with sin. But when he finished with sin at the cross, coming out of the resurrection, he was completely victorious over the spiritual death, in his case, physical death as well. So we get to come spiritually alive, and eventually our bodies will be made alive, right? We'll get rid of this flesh. And so the healing that we're talking about is a life or a death to life kind of healing. That doesn't deny that God heals people, but it's not something you demand of him. Because, you know, Isaiah said, you thank him for this eternal life that you've been given. And, you know, kind of maybe non-intuitively, when you have the realization of eternal life and your thinking changes, there's a lot of things that go away physically. I know that when I finally understood the grace of God, I got better. Because I was worried all the time. I was angry all the time.
Just weighs on you.
Yeah. When you get rid of that stuff, good things happen. But I didn't do it in order to get well. I did it because it was so important to get to know Jesus.
And getting well was just a byproduct.
Yeah. A side effect.
That's exactly right. Here's what Peter wrote. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. So there's the context. And then he quotes Isaiah, by his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
Yes.
So we have this spiritual rebirth that we go from death to life. That's where the healing begins. And then through the renewing of the mind, we see these souls of ours starting to be patched up and repaired and realigned to its original purpose. And that was to be, aligned with God.
Yes.
Our thinking aligned with his thinking. Our purposes aligned with his purposes. Our wills being aligned with his will. That's where real healing begins, and it's in that soul, and Jesus is the shepherd and overseer of these souls of ours. And then we know, as you were talking about, through the resurrection, we're going to receive brand new bodies, and so
yes.
We will see the complete healing take place then. So there's so many people out there who are looking for a physical healing, and then they get disappointed, and then they get angry with God, and then they walk away and say, if that's what it's all about, I don't want anything to do with it. But that's not what it's all about. God isn't a vending machine. He doesn't just respond to every request that we have. He has a plan. That plan for us is in Jesus. It's first to go from death to life and then allow this new life to fill every space within our minds, within our wills, within our attitudes, and so that our actions can follow suit. That's the plan of God. That's the healing that he brings to us.
Maria, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live to pose your question, why, drop us an email. You'll find the link at basicgospel.net. Right now, open lines at 844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock, plenty of open lines, 844-322-2742.
How has God renewed your mind? How has the gospel of Jesus Christ made a difference in the way you think? We want to hear from you on today's broadcast. Let's go out to Denver, Colorado, to Kenny, listening to us on KRKS. Welcome to Basic Gospel, Kenny.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? I know I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, we are as well.
Well, my thing about my trust in God and everything, the first verse that I ever learned about was God takes care of the sparrows. How much more important are we? Well, now it's been 45 years ago. I'm sorry. But now, today, because it's my second nature, any of the good things, even the bad things, become a blessing for me. And I just want to encourage other folks that, hey, just for the bad things, hang in, hang on, because God won't let you endure or what you, more than you can endure. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the good things, we all show. Thank God when good things happen, but I'm just saying even the bad things, it's a good thing. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, Kenny, thanks for sharing that. We certainly appreciate it. It's one of those things that God's grace is sufficient, and that in all things we can give thanks, for this really is the will of God. That's how Paul put it to his to the folks in Thessaloniki, and that's how he puts it to us as well. And when you know that God loves you and that has changed your thinking, all of these circumstances, as Kenny was saying, whether good or bad, can be met with a heart overflowing with gratitude.
Yes, indeed. Again, 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go and talk with Greg in Mansfield, Texas, on the Word. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello, sir. This is unusual. I never get through to you. This is pretty cool.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I will get right to the question. And this is a question because of Jehovah's Witnesses. So Abraham saw my day and was glad. This was Jesus speaks about this in John 8.
Right.
When did Abraham see Jesus' day?
Well, I think when God was talking with him and giving him the promises, you know, of a new land, and specifically the promise of the seed through whom the world would be blessed, and so he was looking forward to a work that God was going to do through him, through this seed. So that's I think that's how he saw the day. You know, it's interesting. Peter writes about this in his first letter, and he talks about concerning this salvation. This is chapter 1, verse 10. The prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. And so through these promises that Abraham received from God, the Spirit of God was pointing him forward to the day of Christ. He didn't know exactly when that would come. He didn't know how it would exactly happen, but he knew it was out there. And so I think that's what Jesus is referring to.
What gets me is when he said he saw it. I mean, it past tense. It was done. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was always wondering if it went with the fact that Jesus is God, that he saw when God presented himself to Abraham, that's who he saw, and he was glad. That's why I you know, and I can't, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying that I was hoping that would be the answer. That was the answer I was looking for. That's you know.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable answer, because we know after the fact that when the three visitors visited Abraham and told him that Sarah would have a child, a son, within the year. And then they had the conversation about Sodom and Gomorrah. We think of that instance as a theophany. God revealed himself to Abraham. And that wasn't the only time that happened, of course. I mean, every time God came to Abraham and renewed this covenant, this promise that all nations of the earth would be blessed through his seed, he was having either a theophany because of a vision he was having or something like that. And so Abraham saw what was coming, had trouble waiting for it, just like we do, and didn't realize that what came to he and Sarah was the very first moment of a multi-thousand-year religious spiritual history that was about to unfold, and he got to be the guy who started it. So yeah, he saw it, and I think we can only say what the Bible says and not try to speculate beyond that.
Well, no, of course. It's in that same verse where before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
So making that I am claim, that's what I'm.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
All context.
Well,
yeah,
well, Greg, let me do this. You made mention of asking this question in light of how to speak to a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
We have a little resource that we would love to put in your hands, the top 10 things to say to a Jehovah's Witness, put together by our good friend.
Get off of my porch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And don't come back, huh?
I'm just kidding. I wait for the come, so that's awesome. Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Well, let me put you on hold. We'll get it into your hands, and we sure appreciate the call, Greg. Hang on.
Thank you. God bless, brothers. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, the top 10 things to say to a Jehovah's Witness is available from our online store. That's store.basicgospel.net, store.basicgospel.net, along with many other resources to aid you toward a better understanding of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to remind you of one that in particular right now. It's called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It's by Bob Christopher. You know, people all over the country, their lives are already being impacted by the truth of God's Word as transmitted through this pen of Bob Christopher. So we encourage you, we'd love for you to have a copy, and you can get your copy with a gift of any amount, over $15 to Basic Gospel right now. Just click donate at any page at the website, basicgospel.net, or call and speak with Billy, our operator. You can do that during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. Either way is a good way to get your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace by Bob Christopher. If you'd like to get multiple copies and help us get the word out, you can do that by going to our book site. It's SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Just run all the words together, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com, and you'll be able to, as I said, help us get the word out.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Wayne in Louisiana. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Bob. How you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you. Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I wanted to chime in on the topic, about the renewing of the mind. I heard y'all talking about that yesterday. You know, out of all the things that I could think about and talk about, the one thing that really kind of just came front to me yesterday was the renewing of my mind with my heart as far as my attitude towards my dad, my earthly dad, because I never really had a stellar relationship with. Man, I tell you what, my feelings and everything and my heart attitude did a complete 180, and it's just, I've never really ever shared this with anybody other than my friend Brad last night. And, out of all the things that I could have shared, that was just the one that was just front and center. And it's just, something that only God could have done, because without going into much detail on a lengthy conversation, it was just something I wanted to share with him, and just gives testimony to the grace and the power of God, in a person's life. Because,
how it flows into personal relationships.
Yes.
I mean, this gospel is about us first connecting to the love of Christ, being connected to Him. And when we're connected to Him and resting in His love and His grace and His mercy and His forgiveness, then things start to happen as far as our relationships one to another are concerned. And you had it happen in one of the most important earthly relationships we can experience, and that's with your dad. And so, Wayne, that is just awesome. Thank you for sharing it. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome. And if I may, Richard opened up talking about the healing, about just an overall physical, wellness taking place. Well, that's the one other thing that I can agree at, because there was a time in my bad old days, it just felt like you just at times were barely hanging on. But when you were, opened up, I guess that would be one other things that I could have talked about was just that overall wellness that just took place, You know, and it didn't happen overnight, but, I mean, golly, it did happen.
Yes, it does. Well, and that's how it works. God, you know, it's through this renewing of the mind. It's the hear it, the believe it, live it process that he puts us through. And, Wayne, you're a testimony to that, and God bless you, and thank you for calling, my friend.
All right, y'all take care. Love you guys.
Thanks, Wayne.
God bless you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Well, let's go and talk to somebody that has a great name up in Queens, New York. Bob, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
Bob, I love our name. You can spell it backwards or forwards. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly right.
You know, for me, the renewal has brought revelation in a lot of different areas. But sometimes, you know, you're actually realizing certain things, but you're not realizing that you're realizing them until there becomes a moment where the applications are needed to be totally clear for people who do have questions. One such thing for me has basically been my expectations. You know, you touched on it, too, in terms of healing, et cetera. And I do have to say that TV series of the Bible was very, very contributing as far as this is concerned. First of all, I wanted to give my hats off to that show, because to me, just getting it on network TV was a miracle in itself. Okay, for it to last as long as it did was a miracle itself. Oddly enough, NBC has booted it, so it more than likely will not come back on. However, it just made me really realize point on point that whereas so many preachers and so many people have the idea that after we accept Christ, we're on the road to Easy Street. You know, everything now is just going to be nice, sweet, and beautiful.
Boy, we call that an unrealistic expectation, don't we?
Yes, but yet, you know, what happens is the twisting of the meaning of the words, because it is actually true. But in the context of the way people view it, we're supposed to be on Easy Street. And the bottom line is, he said, plain and simple, you're going to pick up your cross.
Well, he also said, you know, in this world you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. That's the great promise that we have in Christ Jesus.
And when we start looking at it, we start to realize that actually going through stuff makes us actually really know that we must be probably doing something right.
Well, and it also makes us
affirmation.
Yeah, and it I think through those difficult times, and we're trusting and saying, Lord, you know, you're all I've got. Is the times that we really grow in our knowledge of Him and understand really who He is, and just how much He really cares for us, and that's why our hearts can really overflow with gratitude.
And the good part about it is that it actually is a control factor for our flesh, because it stops us from being like a Pharisee in terms of, oh, well, I got it all. There's something wrong with you, because you must be, you know, it actually sort of keeps us in check.
Yeah, it keeps us, keeps us dependent on the Lord, and that's exactly where we need to be. Well, Bob, we sure appreciate your great words today, and you know, it's awesome to be connected to Christ Jesus, and to know that this gospel message isn't just a message that centers on one point in our lives, that point of salvation, but it's a message that begins to shape us in every area of our lives. You know, the gospel is good news. It's an announcement of what Christ has accomplished for us, and as we embrace that and begin to live it, our lives actually become a good news story as well. That's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Bob, again, great to hear from you. Well, guys, just want to remind our listeners once again that for a gift of $15 or more, we have a copy of Bob Christopher's brand new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'll get it on the way to you. Again, you can click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. Either way, a great way to get your copy of Bob Christopher's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.